past six on the Raw Report. And Grain Producers Australia is calling on the federal government to increase its instant asset write-off scheme to help fund the purchase of large fuel storage. The scheme is currently capped at $20,000, but GPA says large storage systems could cost substantially more than that. Andrew Wiedemann, Southern Director of GPA, says the scheme would help improve the nation's fuel security.
What we're seeing at the moment is clearly the federal government not really looking after rural Australia, as we've seen. And what we've seen in previous times, you know, obviously we were very strong in supporting the implementation of the accelerated depreciation programs, which farmers have used. And that still exists now for drought situations for grain storage and hay storage. And that's actually helped the industry. And it's about self-help. In this case, we've seen the accelerated concept of the fuel tanks being able to also be depreciated at an instant write-off. And obviously at the moment there's that $20,000 amount that's sitting there, but the reality is that doesn't buy a very big fuel tank, which is a lot of what people were buying back when the depreciation allowance was in place. And our call is for all small businesses to be eligible for this, not just farmers. And it's all about trying to be more prepared, because clearly the federal government has let us down.
Okay, so you'd like to see farmers, trucking companies, whatever they are, be able to go out, spend $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on fuel storage and then be able to write that entire amount off?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's probably not so much for now, Angus, because obviously situation where in a lot of cases you can't get fuel, but as we head towards harvest, where, you know, in our own situation we can be using between 3,000 and 4,000 litres a day here with all the headers and trucks and tractors and everything running. So the bigger storage is, so you know, around that 28,000 litres probably cost a farmer around $6,000 to $38,000 now to buy a tank. And a number of those you know, strategically placed around the farm can obviously secure the fuel supply. But obviously at the moment it's going to be a huge issue for a farmer just to fill it. So it's something that we think is now is the opportunity to get it under the same auspices essentially as the drought prepared programs we have already in place for grain and hay storage, because we all know just how significant that's been in the last run of droughts, and particularly here in southern Victoria. It would have been a far greater problem if we hadn't had those investments. Hay shed. So it's about being prepared. It's about all of the sector. So essentially any small business should be eligible for this. And now's the time for government to start to pick up and support for rural Australia, because at the moment, you know, there's a lot of frustration with the way that Bowen's handled this. And, you know, the farmer groups from around Australia have been pushing for a very long time and to make government aware of just how fragile we actually are with fuel stocks. And now we're really seeing that play out at a far significant level to what I think any of us really thought.
Is there an argument that if a farm or a small business is of sufficient scale that it needs a fuel reserve that large, so that it should be able to fund it itself without tax concessions?
Well, look, at this stage, that probably is the case, Angus, but if it's going to accelerate the amount of storage that farmers are incentivised to hold or small businesses to hold, then the tax system's the best and fairest way to do it.
And on a broader sort of federal policy scale, I mean, we've seen that regional and rural areas, regional independent fuel distributors and service stations have been the ones hardest hit by these shortages. Does there need to be some sort of system in place to make sure that doesn't happen again, and that the regional rural areas don't find themselves at the back of the queue?
Well, again, I suppose these communities, as you're well aware, throughout the Wimmera have all been investing in container tanks in their communities, Angus, and I think that needs to be accelerated. But at the end of the day, government needs to think about how we hold far greater stocks here to support the industries. And at the moment, you know, we've come face of a very low base where we thought we had enough fuel, and clearly we don't, to try and meet that surging demand. So, and of course, you know, we don't know how long this is going to play out yet and how critical this is going to be. I think a lot of people have got reasonable amounts for sowing, but imagine if we were still using the farming systems we were back in the 80s, Angus, just how big an impact that would have as well.
That was Andrew Wiedemann, Southern Director of Grain Producers Australia, and the federal government has been contacted for comment. Volatility has continued in international grain markets due to the Middle East conflict. Nick Crundall.